This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden ripped former President Donald Trump for what he called the big lie that spurred the Capitol assault 1 year ago and continues threatening democracy. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time in American history,
the president had not just lost an election. He tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power.
President Biden says Donald Trump spurred his backers to attack the Capitol and democracy itself by spinning a big lie that the election was rigged in a bid to ease his ego.
He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president
who continues sowing anger and division, his voice rising inside the Capitol Statuary Hall, which rioters stormed a year ago. The president vowed to stand in the breach.
Not allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fresh violence erupted in Kazakhstan's main city of Almaty on Thursday as Russia sent in paratroopers to put down an uprising in one of Moscow's closest former Soviet allies. Police in Almaty said they had killed dozens of rioters into the early hours of Thursday morning. Authorities said at least 18 members of the security forces had died, including two that were found decapitated. Thursday evening saw renewed battles in Almaty's main square, occupied alternately by troops and hundreds of protesters throughout much of the day. The General Secretary of the ex-Soviet alliance, the Collective Security Treaty Organization, told the RIA news agency the overall peacekeeping force would number about 2,500 and could be strengthened if necessary. The United States said it was closely monitoring reports of the deployment and added it had questions about whether the forces were legitimately invited to the country. This is VOA News.